With Montana News, I'm Sherry Tressler. This year, the Montana State Legislature passed a bill that provides funding for public schools to start immersion programs in native languages. It's part of an effort to preserve these fragile cultures. Across the United States, about 115 languages have been lost in the last five centuries. But so far, the Browning School System on the southern part of the Blackfeet Reservation is the only district to take the money. In Browning, the immersion program started this year with kindergartners. As Miriam Hall reports, locals have high hopes for what it will mean for the future of this community and its native Blackfeet language.
With their teacher as their guide, these young Blackfeet children are becoming more comfortable with this unfamiliar language. The Browning kindergartners now learn half in Blackfeet and half in English. Billy Joe Juno is the Native American Studies Coordinator in Browning.
The goal, yes, for this particular program is to bring back the language with the younger generation.
This is the first time the district has run an immersion program, and parents are required to take the language classes too, so they're better equipped to support learning at home. The district received 50 student applications, but it could only accommodate 20 children. The funding provides just $22,500 annually for the whole state. That's only enough to partially support a few programs. But Juno's confident this program will have a lasting impact.
Just the age group that we're dealing with makes this program geared towards being successful.
In Browning, finding a Blackfeet teacher was a challenge. The district hired a woman who speaks the Canadian, not American dialect of Blackfeet, and some members of the tribe were a little unhappy about that. And with few fluent speakers left in the town, there aren't many opportunities for the children to practice outside the classroom.
There is not a lot of documentation. We do have a grammar book. A lot of it is not in Blackfeet, and that's why I said it's really hard to get resources.
Say it like this, say, oot, queenatsi. Oot, queenatsi. One oot.
The tribe has been working for years to help keep the local culture alive through education.
With an S, say, oot.
Although it's not as extensive as the immersion program, Browning schools offer Blackfeet culture classes. Today, a group of second graders is learning how their ancestors used nature to create art.
Oki Nitaniku Suipiksi, that's my Blackfoot name, means water bird. My name is Arthur Westwolf. I teach Blackfeet language and culture to second and third grade students here at Browning Elementary.
Several native languages disappeared during the decades children were forced to attend boarding schools off the reservation. That was between the 1860s up to the 1970s, and students at these schools were forbidden to speak anything except English. But a few families, like Arthur Westwolf's, were able to protect some of their children from being taken away.
My grandmother was actually hidden. She described when they would come, they had a wagon, and they would load up all of the children, and they would take them to the train depot, and they would send them to the residential schools. Like I said, her parents hid her. So when she became an older grandparent, she was really adamant that we spoke Blackfoot.
Remember, we're not walking, we're dancing.
Like so many in this community, Westwolf is worried about the future, and he thinks the key is inspiring the youngest tribal members.
It really is a concern. I'm hoping that a lot of them, you know, will be really interested and do something for our culture. Maybe they'll become teachers, students of the language.
Leslie Harper, who is part of the Ojibwe tribe in Minnesota, is the director of the National Coalition of Native Language Schools and Programs, and she believes there's reason to be optimistic.
There is hope, and that's what we have to hold on to.
The coalition represents 16 schools across 17 states, and Harper says immersion programs have a proven track record of strengthening cultural identity.
With the kids who've gone through our school, they've totally normalized this idea of speaking our language. They see it as a positive. This is something that hasn't happened in several generations in our community. now we're starting to build new citizens of our tribal nations through knowing our languages and through knowing our cultures and bringing them back out into the light.
The Browning immersion students may only be in kindergarten, but already the fate of their language and their culture lies partly in their hands. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Miriam Hall in Browning.
That story was produced by the Teacher Project, an education reporting initiative at Columbia Journalism School. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Trussler.